Podcast Dojo episode number 5.
Master the art of the podcast. It's Podcast Dojo.
Podcast Dojo, the show that each week aims to inspire those who are not podcasting to actually go out, grab a mic, start recording, coach those who are actually recording to aim for the best, cheer the community of podcasters on as podcasting grows and becomes even more popular each day. I am your host, Brian, and you can get a hold of me in a couple different ways, and every single one of them is found over at podcastdojo.com. Or if you like, you can shoot me an email over at brian@podcastdojo.com. I get a message. I will read it out loud on the air for you. And you can then go, hey, that's me. That's me. And there soon, we're actually going to be putting in, getting some voicemail. So, yeah, getting excited about that. And then also, oh, my gosh, what a week. Or 2 or 3 weeks, actually. If you noticed, I didn't do one show last week, and I was afraid that y'all were going to start getting worried that I'd already pod faded four episodes into the show. No, I haven't. I've been stuck out on location, and it's horrendous. Believe it or not, I am not happy about this. I am not happy about being stuck out on location for 3 weeks, going back and forth, grabbing sand and coming back and dumping it. Yeah, I'm making some money. I'm making some decent money, but it's not what my passion is. I'm not enjoying, I enjoy making money. I just don't enjoy the way I'm making the money. And I'm not going to complain about my job here because that's not my job to complain about my job. But, you know, still, I feel the need to apologize to my wonderful listeners because I'm growing in an astounding way. I have each week have actually been doubling my listeners. It's insane. I can't believe what's happening here. So anyhow, folks, I want to thank you for coming in and listening. And so so I don't run half of the half off. I want to that just joined. Let's go ahead and let's get ourselves rolling. This week, actually, before we start that, let's review. Episode number 2, we covered how to find your passion. You've got to find your passion, find out what it is you want to podcast about. If you don't, you're more likely to pod fade. We don't want that. We want you to be recording and, well, you get the 500 episode mark at least. We also then talked about getting a home for your podcast. That is hosting for your media, using something like Libsyn or Blueberry, or if you're really, really cheap or really, really broke, either one doesn't matter. Listen, you can go to, like archive.org. I wouldn't recommend SoundCloud, but you could use them too. There's lots of different options. We can podcast without busting the bank. You can actually podcast on a budget, and hosting though is one of those things you can skimp on. But it's going to cause you headaches down the road, especially if you decide you really like the podcasting and you want to migrate and become more dedicated to it. It's better to dedicate yourself a little bit more, and at least it gives you the incentive to at least podcast for a year. But I understand. Some people actually have contacted me and said, hey, but I don't know if I like it or not. Which, I mean, okay, yeah, understood. It's a good point. You don't know if you like it or not. But that's just one of those things. I would say you still want to have a site. You can always take the old site and convert it into something else down the road if you don't like it, but having a .com and a place to put your site on or put your website up at, definitely a needed thing. So after we got the home for your podcast set, we talked about getting your equipment. you don't have to bust the bank to get your equipment. As a matter of fact, equipment, it can be pretty darn cheap. You, since if you're having a host, a co-host, you might need a mixer. But if it's just you solo, well, then an Audio-Technica 2100 is quite easy. So, oh, I know what I was going to talk about at the beginning, whenever I was talking about going on my rant about being stuck out here. The sound, folks, I'm sorry. And that's because I'm stuck out here on location still for the last 3 weeks. And I'm using my Audio-Technica 2100. Audio-Technica. Now, I'm going to go ahead and I'll keep it in there. So even I screw up my Roland R-05 portable digital recorder. And this is a great device. It has come in handy. I usually use it just straight up like I'm using it right now for the Finding Brian podcast. But when my back's against the wall and I want to get a recording out because I don't know if I'm going to be back on Friday, I've got to do something. So anyhow, my loyal, wonderful listeners, I apologize. I hope that you can forgive me as I give you a little bit lower quality, hopefully all right sounding podcast. I'm going to see about getting as much cleaned up as I possibly can in post processing. So now, okay, now jump back to what I was talking about. So we've got our equipment. If say you needed a better microphone, you got the Audio-Technica 2100, and you were waiting for it to come in. So what we're at now is episode 5. Which is WordPress. This is the CMS or the content management system that you want to have on your website. And it is one of the most well recognized and popular to use blogging platforms out there. And a CMS is another name for blogging. It's also some people, there for a while, heck, even whenever I first started podcasting, I used Joomla. And Joomla is a very good, very complex system. And you have to set up blocks and you have to set up things for the blocks and you have to really build stuff into stuff to be able to get stuff to do stuff and stuff. And so it gets to be, it's a bit cumbersome, very powerful, but very cumbersome. And whenever I started hearing people talk about, well, you just use WordPress. I was like, WordPress, yeah, but I don't like having just the single column. And come to find out, I was looking around and come to find out there's a lot of different companies, big name companies out there that use WordPress as their site, as the engine for their site, which, I mean, surprised the heck out of me. I mean, CNN, Izod, Bill Cosby, of all things, he uses WordPress, the Stones, man, it's the Rolling Stones, and they use the WordPress also. So we got our BBC American, Variety, and MSNBC TV, and all these Spotify, Boing Boing, MTV. I mean, there's all these different big name sites. And just whenever I started coming across those, I was like, whoa. Well, if they can use it and they have no problem and that their sites don't look bloggish, you know, where it's just text, you know, you got your entry. Well, I mean, CNN's and Wall Street Journal does, but they purposely set theirs up blog style. While Bill Cosby's doesn't look like a blog, the Rolling Stones doesn't look like a blog either. And so with all these, I've realized that you have a lot more power in with WordPress than what was originally thought. I thought it was just, you know, got a column here of all your stuff, and then you got your main text information. No, I mean, you can sit there and throw stuff all over the place, and I know you could change your themes and stuff. I mean, that's always been part of the love of a CMS, is you're always able to change your themes. But one of the big things about WordPress is that it's free. It is truly a open source system. Now they have the WordPress.com site, which is the WordPress blogs engine set up as a free hosting. So you have whatever you want, .wordpress.com, While if you have your own hosting, you're grabbing your stuff from WordPress.org, which is the WordPress organization. And from there you can download that, and you got plugins and themes and a whole lot more plugins and a whole lot more themes available for you to use on the WordPress.org, the self-hosted WordPress engine. So first off, how much does it cost? Nothing. It is, like I said before, it is open source. It is free. You do not have to pay for anything if you do not want to. Many of the different plugins, majority of the plugins are free. As a matter of fact, most of the plugins we're going to talk about today are going to be free. The only thing if there is that you may end up having to really shell out some money for, it's maybe a theme. And you don't have to, because there are lots and lots and lots of great, wonderful, responsive, and we'll talk about what a responsive is here in a moment, but a responsive theme that is free. But then there's the ease of use. So let's go ahead and go through here, because we've got several things. We have got why I think WordPress is great, and why I think you should use it is, one, it's free. Two, easy to use. Three, the SEO. Four, PowerPress. I almost said PodPress. Holy crap. Please, people smack me. I do not want to use, don't use Pod. The plugins, the themes, the control over your site, and above all, the helpful community. So we're going to kind of cover these. Now, first off, the ease of use. Most of the places you can have trouble trying to use it. They, with the amount of power and the complexity that a CMS makes, also makes it very complicated for a person to use. Joomla, wow, there was many times I had to sit there and try to hunt down, hey, I want to make this change to this, and I would have to spend an hour and a half hunting down the one little option to checkmark. And hunt it down. I mean, I'd try this one. Nope, that's not what I want. No. Okay, try that one. Nope, that's not what I want. Just try this. No. And finally, there it is. Yeah, okay, that works. Doesn't work. So got to head back down through the whole breadcrumb trail. And there it is. Okay, found it. And change it back. Spend an hour for something that I ended up not wanting. WordPress, easy. Everything you need is down the side, down the left-hand side. You can choose. How do you go to a post? Well, you go to the option on the side that says post. Click post, add new post. Hey, voila, poof, voila, there you go. You got a whole little screen editor. You can actually even change the text editor if you want to use like Tiny MC. Or if you want, you could try JCK editor. That's one other one I was trying to think of. But you can use different types of text editors that will give you a whole lot more options, or you can use just the base one that comes in with Joomla, which is incredible as it is. It does everything you need, and you can add extra stuff to it as you go. But the basics of your head, H1, H2, H3 headings, whether you want to bold it or italicize it or strike through it or make it a quote or make it a link, all the basic text editing stuff that you will ever possibly need, your unordered list, your ordered list, those things along those lines, all you need. You're not going to need to there's a very useless one about putting in fancy mathematical equation symbols on there. Why? Why would you need that? I don't think anybody's ever used it, but that option is there. So it is available for you if you decide you want to use it. Okay, so using WordPress is easy, so easy that a lot of times once you get used to using it and you try to go back to something else, you're going, but why? I need this. Why can't they just put this in the spot? And that's because you end up thinking about the other CMS, the other blog software that you're wanting to use should be like WordPress. Most people want the simplicity of WordPress. And so I've actually gotten around and I've done the headache of transferring from Joomla to WordPress. I am now completely 100% WordPress. I don't have a single site that is Joomla based at all. And out of the pure fact of it's simple. I want something over on one side and I don't want it to show up on any other sites. Well, that's fine. You don't have to have it show up on any other sites that you or any other pages except for the one if you so choose. There's plugins for that. And we'll get into plugins here down the road. But the ease of use. It's easy. I think I've said that more times. I should be able to, if I wrote down every time I said easy on the web, on the show notes, I probably will have, I should be, if you just type in easy, I'll probably be the first hit. And if you want to go to the show notes for this show, they're at podcastdojo.com/005. So you can go over there, throw some, put a comments and stuff down on the show notes and we'll have a conversation. SEO. Now, this is one of those magical, mystical things that people don't think about. Some people obsess over. Some people don't realize that it's even available. In WordPress, they do a lot automatically to help your SEO. And that is, you can actually go in and change what's called a permalink. And that is to get to my site, or get to the show, to the show notes here. You can actually go to the actual, I use a redirect to get on the podcastdojo.com/005. And it actually redirects you to podcastdojo.com/the-podcasters-best-friend-wordpress-ep-5. Now you're going, well, I can't remember that. Well, it's that, but that right there is a lot easier. Okay. It's got a couple, three different keywords in there. And one is podcasters. Another one is WordPress. Another one, best. Those are some three keywords that you, for this show itself, I would like to have. Now, if you're, say, wanting to do something on sailboats, you might do sailing in Cancun ports or something. And so it would, people who are wanting to know how to sail in Cancun, they will, if Google sees that you've got your domain or in your at URL, you've got, you know, sailingsbestfriend.com/sailing in Cancun's ports, then all of a sudden it's going to go, hey, I think this is pretty much what they're after. And they'll rank you a lot higher in the search results and people will find you a lot better. A lot of people are aware of what SEO is. And if it's something that you're aware of, I'm sorry. I'm trying to help out those who may not be 100% aware of what SEO is. But so when you have when you set your WordPress up, you can actually change what the permalinks is. Now, instead of that, you could have the SEO be just the date. That's not really going to tell you much, but you could have the date. You could also just have it as your default link, which would be podcastdojo.com/p?=4-digit number. Now, is that going to tell you anything? No, that's not going to tell you anything. It's not going to tell Google anything. And so that's why you want to have the search engine optimization deals of changes to like your post title. And that will help out tremendously on you being able to be found in a lot easier fashion. But that's not the only reason that WordPress is good for SEO wise. And one of the reasons is SEO's, the different plugins. SEO by Yoast, one of the top used plugins for WordPress. Makes it easy. You're able to link your site over to the Google Webmaster Tools and Bing's Webmaster Tools, which will help you be able to get more information about what's happening with your site. How's the searches come along? Is Bing and Google getting any type of errors when they do their search? Which is good to know because you want to fix those. But on top of that, it also allows you, gives you tips as to, hey, you want to do this, you don't want to do this, and tells you, hey, you've got a good balance of keywords in your post. You might want to put find a way of putting a keyword in a highlighted or in a headline, H2 headline. It will give you all these little tips, hints, tricks as to how to improve your SEO, your search engine optimization rankings. Does it easily. And it's not, SEO by Yoast is not the only one. All-in-One SEO is another big one that everybody uses. Great plugins. People put in a lot of work. And best of all, both of those plugins are free. Now, another reason is an actual plugin. WordPress. WordPress is an amazing plugin that you need to be using if you're going to use WordPress as your base for your podcast. And that is because it does three or four things, and is those three or four things very, very well. One, it takes your media, your MP3, your podcast MP3, and makes it adds a player to the site. Now you can have it at the top, which is what I would recommend you do. Always have it at the top. Don't make your listeners hunt for the player. Putting it at the bottom is probably one of the worst places to do. Yeah, I understand people's lines of thought. Well, I want them to be able to read my show notes before they get to it. Well, no, you're being a control freak. There's some people who don't like to read. That's the reason they like podcasts. Now, you may say something they like, and then they will go through and they will look for that information on your show. But don't try to be the control freak going, well, I'm going to make them read through my notes so that they know what I'm going to be talking about. Well, sorry, dude. You're going to end up running more people away because you're trying to be the show, be a control freak. Be the best way to describe it. That's it, being a control freak. Don't be that control freak. Put it at the top. Let your listener decide if they want to read through the show notes or not. PowerPress also is great for your iTunes, because what it does is it will throw all the proper XML flags into your RSS feed. Now, I know I just went off and started speaking geekanese at you, and I apologize. So let me back up a little bit, and let's give you some definitions to some of those words. RSS, really simple syndication, really simple. I forget exactly what else. Some people think what else it means, but anyhow, that's what most people believe it to mean. RSS meaning really simple syndication. Or basically what it is, if you go to podcastdojo.com/feeds/podcast, that will bring up the podcast feeds, or feed, podcast feed, no S on the end, /podcast feed/podcast. I've got that screwed up. Let's try that again. Yes, sometimes whenever I go to talking, my tongue says one thing, my brain thinks another thing. Happens. I apologize. Sorry. Okay. podcastdojo.com/feed/podcast. You can actually just go to feed and see everything, but podcast singles it out into just the podcast itself. And that's actually what I'm aiming at. And what you see, when you look at that, you see a whole bunch of garbledy gook. You may see a couple words like podcast dojo in there, master, you know, all these different, you'll see little bits of words, but it's not really making a whole lot of sense because there's these little greater signs, lesser than signs with some garbledy gook in the middle. Well, that garbledy gook is telling iTunes and RSS readers, hey, this is a podcast. And this podcast has this information, this information, this information. This is what the album art can be found. This is how long it is, and all the other critical information, all the other information that you want to have, who the host is, and what the show's about, and all the other pertinent information that iTunes wants to know about your particular episode of that podcast. So it's able to... iTunes is smart enough to read it and go, oh, okay, I know what that means, and pulls that information up, sticks it up onto your show page on iTunes, and people are able to say, hey, look, there's episode 5. It finally came out. Let's push download and let's listen to this bad boy. PowerPress is great. Now, the PowerPress is created by a group called Raw Voice. Todd Cochran is the head honcho of Raw Voice. And also of Blueberry. PowerPress ties into Blueberry very, very well. As a matter of fact, you can actually just take your, if you happen to have a Blueberry account, you can tie it to your Blueberry, tie your PowerPress plugin to your Blueberry account and be able to just become the, be the best way to say that. Yeah. Be able to tie it and be able to get a lot more out of your podcast. Because one, Blueberry will tie your stats to it. If you happen to be using Blueberry for your stats, which are great stats, by the way. I've gotten around to where I really dig Blueberry stats. I haven't used Libsyn's yet because, well, I haven't gotten to that point yet to give you the steps to of how to avoid the headache of going to into Libsyn. But you can actually take your Blueberry stats and be able to see them inside of WordPress, your admin section of WordPress, and be able to see how your show's doing just from the dashboard itself. So WordPress is an incredibly powerful, set it up and just run with it. And if you wanted to go in there and tweak it, you can. The beauty of PowerPress is that, one, it's free, two, it's powerful, and it is actively being worked on. So as you go about and things improve and Apple goes off and says, you know what, we're not going to do a 14x1400 album art anymore. We want 6,000x6,000. Well, guess what gets changed? The requirements. And they'll tell you, hey, you need to change your artwork from this size to this size and get it done as quick as possible if you want X, Y, and Z. They're the guys at PowerPress and at Blueberry, great. Now, another thing, the other item is the rest of the plugins. There's a plugin for, you've heard there's an app for that. Well, there's a plugin for that too. And WordPress is amazing when it comes to the amount, to the designer and the plugin community. Plugins are everywhere. Now, you've got some premium, there's three different types. There's the freemium, which means that they're free. You get the basic functions, but if you want some bells and whistles, it's going to cost you. And then there's the premium of, well, if you want to use this at all, it's going to cost you. Now, a lot of times the premiums are really premium where, yeah, it might hurt a bit, but some are fairly reasonable in price. So it really depends on what your pocketbook is. And if there's a premium that does what you want, but you don't have the money for it, look around. I bet you you're going to find something. May not be perfect, but it will at least help you get what you're wanting to done. And you'll be able to then get your, sorry, we have a guy just out of nowhere, just walk out in the middle of the cotton field that's beside me. Bizarre. Okay. Anyhow, yeah, truckers out in the oil field do weird stuff. But anyhow, plugins, you can find something that will work. You will find something that will fit at least temporarily until you can get the money together to get that premium plugin. And when I say it's for anything, like it means for anything. There, if you want to have a plugin that changes the user profile and adds extra options to the user profile, well, guess what will get you added to the user profile? That's right. If you want to, what else? I don't have access to the internet right now, so I can't pull anything up. SEO wise, you've got your SEO plugins, you got your WordPress plugins, you've got, one that's called BlackBerry Pie, which, is one I use on Hayseed Report, which is my political podcast. And it actually, will take tweets and will embed them into your post so that you're able to show people, hey, this is what so and so said. And hey, this is what so and so said. Lots and lots and lots of plugins. There's a plugin for it. If you're wanting it to do something, look in the plugins directory and you will find something that will work. Now, the other thing that you will find in WordPress.org's site is themes. Themes are the clothes. Plugins are kind of the options, your accessories for your WordPress theme. Themes are your clothes. This is your paint job, so to speak. This is how do people see your site? Now, you can use a white theme. You can use a dark theme. You can use a blue, red. However, the options of searching for a theme are incredible. You can search for a red theme, primary color being blue, pink, and yellow. And you can then take it and search the repository, and it'll come up with, hey, we've got 74 different themes that are got red, pink, and yellow in it. Or you want one that's got red, pink, yellow, and is responsive, which is responsive. I've said it a couple of times, and I keep saying I'm going to talk about it. Responsive used to be called a fluid layout. And basically what it is it automatically adjusts to the size that you want, to the size of the device you're using, I mean. So if you've got a laptop or a desktop, it'll show full size, bing, everything in its place and every place in its thing. But if you happen to drop down to a tablet, which doesn't have quite as much room, it could shrink it down, but you're not going to be able to read it as well, it will actually shift stuff around. It'll actually take the sidebars and throw them underneath the main article, or put it above the main article. It'll shift stuff around, and it will keep shifting stuff around till you're down to your phone size. And it will then just, it'll all be in one file, a neat column, won't break your site, and you don't have to worry about redirecting the person to a different mobile friendly area. So like if you're using like WP Touch, which is a plugin, a lot of times it would just automatically redirect and give a very vanilla looking page. Well, this does that same thing, except it's not quite as vanilla. You've got all your stylings still there. But you can either go through the repository, or you can go to Artisteer. Artisteer is it's not cheap. It's like $150, $170 for this program. But what you can do is you can actually go through and put in whatever color you happen to choose, whatever color you want. Also, you'd be able to put whatever pictures and images you wanted in there. And you can really, really get down in the nitty gritty and customize your layout however you want. You want a one column, three columns, or two columns? It doesn't matter. You can get this set up. And then you just export it, upload it down to your site, and install it. And it will be all of a sudden, you've got your own customized theme. Now, the reason why I'm saying you want to have WordPress.org, the actual WordPress engine on your self-hosted site, is because you can't use Artisteer or some of those other types of themes on WordPress.com. It's just not going to work. They won't give you that option to do that. And because of that, that's why leads us over into control over your site. If you want to change stuff around, if you want to be able to use a particular plugin or not use a particular plugin, you don't have to. While on WordPress.com, they say, hey, you're not able to use this. They really restrict stuff back because they're having to think of everybody else that's on that site. So they're going to keep some of the higher resource intensive plugins off, and they're going to keep other plugins away also. And some themes they're going to keep away. So you can't get a Genesis-based theme in WordPress.com, but you can on your own. You can decide, hey, I want my RSS feeds to be read from this area. Well, you can do that on WordPress, on your own WordPress site, while you can't on WordPress.com. Now, if you ever run into a problem, though, you are going to want help. And that's one of the great things about using WordPress.org, and because they have a helpful, supportive community. You have a plugin that ain't working right. Guess what? You can go to that plugin's discussion thread, say, hey, I'm having a problem with this. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to see if what they can do to help you out. Majority of the times. So I've come across a few where they're like, oh, sorry, dude, I don't know what to say. Or you just don't get any response at all. That's going to happen. But there's a lot of places that have very good documentation, very good information, very helpful, very insightful information. And that's what you really want, is because when you're looking at stuff free, as you know, is not free. It's going to cost you something. You get a free program. All right. Well, you're not going to get much in support. That's the cost. Or if you pay for a program, then you're going to be able to call a person up and you're going to get a direct phone number and they're going to say, well, how can I help you, Mr. Goodwin? And they're going to say, well, and I'm going to say, well, this just isn't doing right. It keeps crashing. And they're going to, well, let's see what we can do and we'll fix the problem. They will sit with you for hours if need be and fix that problem. Free, steep learning curves normally. WordPress.com or WordPress sites are not, amazingly, are not. This is actually a high dollar program that is for free. The guys over at Automattic who created WordPress, amazing people. If you have an issue, all of a sudden your site goes white, you can actually go and find out what the problem is. The community is helpful. They will tell you, hey, this is what's going on. This is where things are going goofy. And will help you out. Now, to set real quickly, now I'm going to just kind of cover the last little bit here. Now that you've decided you want to set your site up, a lot of times if you talk to you, whoever your host is, they're going to be able to help you. If you want help and you want me to help you out, you can let me know. Just shoot me an email and I'll help you through some of the details. I actually will, probably send you over my phone number and, cell number, and I'll help walk you through getting that WordPress theme set up. And so that's one of the wonderful things I like doing. Now, so WordPress is always a good thing. Use WordPress, 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 WordPress. I am a cheerleader for WordPress these days. And once you get to using WordPress, you'll find out that, hey, WordPress is awesome. So, but anyhow, now it is time for this week's tip of the week. This week's tip of the week is PowerPress. Use PowerPress and get in there and really set your options. Go through there and mess with your options. Look and try some stuff. If you've got a podcast going, you're not really getting a whole lot of listeners. Try some stuff out. Try adding your keywords to your title. And when I'm saying that, don't go the Laughing Man Show, funny fart jokes, poop jokes, crude humor. No, try working your information, your keywords into, like, make it a sentence is what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way. So, like, Podcast Dojo, helping to teach, helping to the community, podcasting community to master the art of podcasting, you know, something along those lines. I use podcasting too many times. You don't want to have podcasting because we don't want to abuse the system. Because if you abuse the system, then all of a sudden Apple's going to go, well, we're going to change that around and do it for this. And then all of a sudden everybody's scrambling trying to figure out what works. But put in more information in your show title, but then also in PowerPress, in your show description, go detailed. Detail, 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 detail. Talk about the details of your details if you have to. And when I'm saying details of those details, make sure those details contain your keywords. What are you wanting to be found as? That was one thing that I always had trouble with. What do you mean keyword? What do you want to be known as? Like this Podcast Dojo. Podcast learning to podcast is what I want to be known as. This is what this show is essentially boiled down to the base about. Learning to podcast. Tips to podcast. Hints on podcasting. How to be noticed in a podcasting world. You know, things along those lines. So I work those into the description. And that's what you should too. So now, one last thing before we take off. Wanted to talk about podcasting itself. We got a little podcasting news this week. Yay! Actually, we've got podcasting news for this week, next week, and the following week because these stories are all actually about 1, 2, and 3 weeks old. So yeah, I'm a little old, behind the time, but again, well, I'm not even going to go talking about me making money. So, but anyhow, whoo, boy, it is getting hot in this truck. I sweat for my craft. I do tell you that. USA Today put out an article saying with the title of "Remember Podcasting? It's back and it's booming." Yes, y'all, everybody, if you've had anything in podcasting, all of a sudden everybody who is about podcasting is active in the podcasting community had voiced out, and they've said the same thing I am going to say. It hasn't left. Now, what they are thinking of when they say while podcasting is back and it's booming is that, holy crud, we stopped looking at this, and because people jumped into it real fast, and because they had the idea that they were going to be able to run it like a radio station. And you can't. Podcasting as a medium is not a radio station. It is not a radio program. And not to mention, most of the people that they were looking for on advertisers, they're of the old media. They don't understand podcasting. They don't have a clue about podcasting. They take their show and they record it and they throw it up onto the website and they call it a podcast, but it's just a rehash of their show of earlier that week, of that day. All right, good. You're able to do that. That works. You've got some fans. But try throwing original content. You've already done your yuck, yuck, yuck morning show, but throw some original content up there. And yeah, a lot of places work doing that. The NPR is an example. Now, I'm not a fan of NPR for other reasons, but when it comes to their podcasting, they are successful. They have really got the podcasting angle down, and they do some really, really great things, or fairly high quality. The only issue I have with them is they really need to get their host to stop being so monotone, because that sounds so NPR, and they need to put some emotion and excitement into their voice, because this way is rather boring and uninspiring. Yeah, you just went, I heard every single one of you heads just went, as your head bobbed. So that's the big problem that I have with NPR. Their hosts all sound the same. I don't know if they are required to take 3 doses of Valium before they sit behind the microphone, but put a little bit of emotion into it, Crimen Nitley. There's a reason why you have emotions in your voice, and that's one of the reasons why people like listening to the emotions, to know that you are a human being. But NPR, when it comes to listener-wise, they're a good size, they're a big entity. But then you have other people who are growing and growing big. And a lot of them, people will complain about it. And you will hear people moan, groan, cry, throw a fit, stomp their feet going, it's not fair. All these comedians are on here. Well, you know what? If it weren't for those comedians, podcasting would not be quote unquote making the resurgence that it's making. Yeah, it is. They come on, they introduce people to the world of podcasting. And they go, oh, wow, well, hey, I sure do like that Kevin Smith. He's all sorts of funny. Well, what's all this other stuff? And they go to looking in iTunes. And they trip across, well, hey, I kind of like this. All right, well, that one's pretty good, too. I kind of like it. And they start listening to more and more and more shows. So, yes, they are the big daddy collectors, all right? Think of podcasting, the podcast world, as kind of like a funnel. You've got the big guys. You've got Kevin Smith, Adam Carollas, Leah Laporte, and all these other guys who are making some decent money off of podcasting. Mark Maron and the lot. And they are the gateway drug for the rest of the community. Because right now, I think only a quarter, if that, of people who are on the internet, one third of the world does not has internet. The other two thirds has never even seen YouTube. So think about that. There are 7 billion. That's a billion. That's a lot of people, and we've only got a third of them online. And I think it's only like less than a quarter of those are listening to podcasts. So you've got a fraction of a fraction listening to podcasts. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of potential. We're going to be growing. Did you know that podcasts, the Stitcher app itself, and TuneIn, and a lot of these other internet-based radios are accepting podcasts? If not, you ought to look into it. And then on top of that, know that they're getting put into cars now. And I don't mean just by the audio, the auxiliary jack. I mean, they're getting put into radios. So instead of going to satellite radio, you can now also dial over to Stitcher and thumb through there and go, all right, yeah, let's listen to the Podcast Dojo. All right, yeah, check that out. Boop, 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 you know, and just and get to listen to it that way. Listening to podcasts is growing. A lot of that success is because of that smartphone, that item that you're listening to, that little portable device. Most people are listening to their podcasts through their iPhones, their Android phones, some type of portable MP3 device. And because of that, podcasting is really taken off. Also, podcasting is finding its stride. It's finding where it needs to go, because beforehand it didn't. It didn't know. It was, hey, we're just, let's try this out and try this out. And they tried a lot of great and wonderful things, and it had a buzz and it was going great. And yeah, the buzz died off, but you know what? A lot of those hosts didn't go anywhere. They just kept putting out audio. Now, a lot even more left. They pod faded. They went, eh, well, no one's listening. I've only got 2,000 listeners. What's the use? They were thinking old style. They were thinking of the, I want to get television style listeners. 400 or 40 million people listening, watching my show. You ain't going to get 40 million people listening to your show. Adam Carolla doesn't get 40 million people listening to his show. You have to be realistic. Now, when I say realistic, do I mean be satisfied with 20 listeners? No, I'm not meaning be satisfied with 20 listeners. I mean, don't expect 40 million listeners. And that's what the people back in 2005 and 2006 were expecting. They had unrealistic expectations, and because of that, they faded. Those who had the realistic expectations, they have continued, and they keep plowing on and keep plowing on and keep plowing on and keep plowing on, and they keep a-going and a-going and a-moving and a-going. And because of that, they have this wonderful following now, because people have organically come in and gone, hey, I like this guy. Hey, I like it. Listen to this guy here. And the community is all of a sudden sprout. And all of a sudden you had a comment, and that comment turned into a discussion, and you have an active and vibrant community. That's why whenever I tell the people who are new, how do you get a lot of listeners? Put out good content. Learn from your mistakes. Engage your listeners. And you're going, well, how do you engage your listeners? There's ways. You can find out how you can engage those listeners. All you have to do is just listen a little bit in between your talks. So folks, be glad podcasting is picking up. Go out, get your podcast going. I know you've got a show somewhere inside of you. If you haven't, if you're trying to decide whether you want a podcast or not, I know you have a show inside of you. I know that you have the desire, the want, and the will to go and just, this is me, is what you're wanting to scream. This is what you're wanting to holler. I know this. I feel this the way I was. And I know that you have the same passion inside of you, just dying to get out, looking for that open hole to come and pouring forth. And you can do that. Podcasting is a great avenue for that. And if you need help with getting started, let me know. Shoot me an email. Go, hey, I'm down with it, man. I want to get started. I've got an idea that I'm going to run with. I'm going to say, right on, bro. I'll do it, and I'll help you out, and I will. And right now, you know what? I don't have anything else to really do other than to help you. So don't worry about me charging you. I'm not going to charge you for the help. I want to do this for the... Now, down the road, if I start getting really, really busy, yeah, I know that I'm probably going to start up some type of pay. But at the moment, no, I want to inspire you to get out there and to go. Now, whenever I say I'm going to charge, I'm not charging for the podcast. Don't get me wrong on that one, folks. I am meaning for my time. This here is a, this podcast is a work of love. I mean, heck, I'm sitting here, I've got sweat dripping off my nose, sitting inside this hot truck, talking to you. And that's the great thing about podcasting. I get to talk to you. So folks, I thank you for listening. You're awesome. And I'm grateful that you took the time to download the show and listen or stream it through Stitcher. If you did happen to listen to me on Stitcher, give me a big old great big thumbs up there and share it with the rest of your community, with the rest of your followers. Let them know, hey, I'm listening to this podcast Dojo Dude, and he's a bit on the weird side, but he's got some good information. Or if you're on iTunes, hop on iTunes and go to Podcast Dojo's page. Give me 5 stars, 4 or 5 stars, however many stars you think I deserve. 5 stars would be uber great, though. And while you're there, go ahead and spend an extra 4 or 5 minutes typing out just a little review and let them know why you chose 5 stars. And share it with the rest of that community so that someone new comes by and goes, well, I wonder if this guy's any good. I mean, he's only on the 5th episode. Oh, he's got quite a few good 5 stars. I think I'll follow him too. And that way we can get a group together and we can start really talking and discussing and having an in-depth discussion and a great community talking about podcasting, being advocates for podcasting. So as you go and decide what you're going to podcast about, share it with your friends. Don't keep it a secret. Tell everybody, hey, I'm doing a podcast. Yeah. And then go out and tell the world who you really are.
Hey Rolling Podcast Network. Hey Rolling Duck.